Outreach Mass, bringing Christ to mid-Michigan for 40 years.
Welcome to the Outreach Mass. Oh my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Conduct your affairs with humility. Humble yourself the more, the greater you are. Lies. Lies. I mean, how can that be true? I feel like every time I try to humble myself, you know, people just say I'm weak. And I get just run over. No, it's the power. It's your strength. It's what you have. That's how great you are. Right? This seems false. But it's not. It is exactly true. The more that we humble ourselves, the greater we are. But that's not what the world says. Right? The world definitely says, no, you got to have the power. You got to have the strength. If you don't got what it takes, well, sad for you. We're going to leave you in the dust. We're going to forget about you. We're going to move on. Because the world says, right, it's all about me. It's all about the individual person. And that's what matters. The world is focused on pride. But pride gets you nowhere. Except standing in the same place you started. But with humility, we will find favor with God. Because humility keeps us mindful. And mindful that everything we have is a gift. A gift that has been given. And that's something that we always need to remember. We also need to remember that humility doesn't mean that somehow we are kind of been defeated or somehow we are kind of worthless. No. True humility is a recognition of what is truly worth it. That we are truly worth something. We are worthy of Christ. Thus, humility is kind of the beginning of all virtue and the beginning of defeat of sin, defeat of pride. And that's what I think we need to remember the most. Because we'll take a poll. Anybody who's like ever sinned with like something constantly, raise your hand. Okay, we got some sinners out there, and then we have people lying to themselves. Okay, we all sin, right? We've all fallen short of the glory of God, and all of us do have sins that we continually struggle with, and we're like, I don't understand, God, how I am continually being stuck by this thing. I've tried over and over and over again. I've done this and I've done that. And yet, this sin remains. I have literally tried everything. Have we? Because of those phrases, right, the object of that sentence is I. Pride. Right? Me, me, me. It's not going to get us anywhere. But with humility, well, with humility, we can move mountains. With humility, we can actually change the game. And we can defeat sin. We can defeat vice. Right? Because humility is basically saying, it's not about me. And we've probably heard it, right? Sin, or pride is kind of the base of all sin. Right, if you haven't heard that, I'm telling you now, it is. But humility is the exact opposite. That's why humility is the first step of defeating sin. So maybe today, maybe for the first time, we truly ask the Lord for his help. And maybe even before that, we truly say, actually, I have a problem. This actually is a sin in my life. Maybe I say, I need to actually change. Maybe we start there. Because, guys, right, sin's gonna get us nowhere except hell, obviously. But yet we go to it again and again and again. And if we're not willing to deny ourselves, and we're not willing to come to the Lord in humility and say, Lord, I've messed up, I need your help, forgive me. Oh, well, we need to start. And that's why we really need, as a parish, as a church, as the world, we need to get back to practicing humility, practicing virtue every single day. Because another poll, who wants to get to heaven? I'm checking out. Okay. I think some hands didn't go up, but I'm assuming because you're behind somebody. Right. We all want to go to heaven. The only people who are in heaven are saints. The only way you become a saint is by growing in holiness. And how do you grow in holiness? Well, you're living a life of virtue. We need to get back to being virtuous people. And it all starts with humility. And I think another good way to explain humility, or good way to practice humility, is through self-denial. Right? It's saying, yeah, I want this thing, but I'm not going to have it. Right? How often will that solve so many problems? Because so often, right, no, it's, oh, I want that thing, I'm gonna have that thing. Right, I want that 8th pumpkin pie, I'm gonna have it. Right, I wanna watch that thing, so I'm gonna watch it. I wanna react this way because this person was mean, so I'm gonna do it. But what if we're like, that's what I want, but I'm going to say no. Practicing humility. Practicing virtue. Because if we're not willing to live for Christ, right, to live the way that he wants us to, well, we're not really going to be dying for him either. And that's how we get to heaven, is by choosing him and not ourselves. So today, let us really ask the Lord to grow in humility. Now, good ways to practice this, like I said, is self-denial. And you're like, I don't know where to start, Father. I don't know what I should even deny myself. Okay, well, make a list of like 10 things you really like, and then don't have those things. Humility, right there. You're welcome. Right. It's that easy. Think of the things that you want, think of the things that you like, and deny yourself those things. Because when you do that, you say, I don't get everything that I want. That's beautiful. If we do that every single day, in small ways and big ways, oh, we are skyrocketing in virtue, skyrocketing in holiness. And when our time comes, when we meet the Lord for our judgment, he can say, good and faithful servant. Right? Come share your master's joy. Because if we're humble, we will be exalted. But if we exalt ourselves with pride and thinking we are better than everyone else, oh, we will be humbled. So who do you want to be? Do you want to be the exalted person who gets humbled? Or do you want to be the humbled person who gets exalted?